All right.
Wait a minute.
Third time's a charm.
Wait. We got one more that's supposed to be joining. Wait a minute.
You're saying third time's a charm, though, right?
Bro, where? I'm about to fight her.
Oh, where's my tiny violin? I'm about to play my tiny violin. It's not happening.
I'm about to.
What you about to do? What you about to do?
Wait a minute. This don't make no damn sense.
I heard the fourth time's a charm.
It might. If she don't answer this, like, she told me she was ready. She had it together.
I did it.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. There you go. I was about to, like, hang up.
She heard you saying that, like, hold on.
She said, hold on with me.
I'm so mad at myself. I think I'm slow. I think I need to
You are.
I need to go get a whole check for that. I really was like, oh, my God, I'm about to call Verizon. I was like, it's an app, stupid. I'm really, you know what? I need to go lay down. I need a beer.
Okay, so before we start, after all these damn drafts I'm about to have because of you.
And this message is brought to you by Auntie FM.
I'm your ass up. Hold on.
No.
Wait a minute.
Keep me in your prayers. I'm gonna
Okay, yeah, we will.
Show.
After I okay, please shut up. This episode of the Auntie Block podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Lola and Doe. Lola and Doe is the number one premier provider of organic and all-natural personal care goods for the entire family, men, women, and babies. To combat all of the harmful toxins that plague commercial brand goods, all of Lola and Doe products are organic, all-natural, paraben, and cruelty-free. Shop worry-free at lolaanddoe.com and get 10% off your purchase when you enter in promo code Auntie, A-U-N-T-I-E, at checkout. Where nature is universal and washing your ass is essential. So make sure it's clean and fresh. Boom. Okay. Episode 25.
Sheesh.
Aren't y'all excited to talk about marriage?
Yeah, kind of.
Hell no.
I'm excited to hear y'all's opinion. I'm excited to hear JD's story.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, I was gonna actually get into JD before we actually really get into the nitty-gritty of the conversation. So JD has been married. He's like, he saves single mothers with kids. Like,
you got a good heart. Your heart's in the right place.
His heart is in the right place with the wrong women.
Wrong women.
But JD, I want you to share your experience on you getting married. Mind y'all, he's in the military, so please just don't be alarmed. But go ahead, JD.
Where should I start?
Oh, Lord. Who just disconnected?
I don't think so.
Nah, that was my computer, dog.
I'm about to say that sounded like the computer.
I was getting ready to say, wait a minute!
My bad. Okay. I got you shell-shocked. I'm sorry.
I heard the little... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, I got married at 22, and she was 37.
Whoa! What?
Oh, I'm listening.
She married in her 20s with a fun and that.
She had six kids.
Woo! Wait.
Did you say six?
How many kids she had?
Six kids.
What's the age ranges? I'm sorry.
That pussy.
So the oldest was 1 year. The oldest was 1 year younger than me.
I'm gonna clutch that thing.
A year and a half, I think. Younger than me.
Wait, y'all gotta be quiet and let JD talk. My bad. Oldest was a year younger than him.
What?
How you supposed to accept that?
Yo, you know how mad I'll be.
Wait. Everybody, no, like, all right, this like a party chat line. We gotta let JD go with his story. Then we'll intervene. JD, go finish.
Sorry,
so then the second oldest was 3 years younger than me. Three years younger than me.
Yo, that puts me so fire.
But the way, so the way, I, hold on. The next one after that, I think was 10. I think it was 10. No, I'm sorry, I lied. There was two that didn't live with her when I first got started talking to her. And I think they were, one was 14 at the time or 15. And the other one, I think, younger than that. And then there was one that was like 9 or 8 that was staying with her. And then the youngest was 2.
Just, whew. Wow. So that's a,
he gained quite siblings.
The way I met her, the way I met her was I was in Iraq and I was on Facebook. And on my group, we had a clique called We Work. And her daughter, we had everybody kept adding all of us. So if you added one of us, you added all of us. So her daughter ended up adding all of my homeboys with me. And then she posted a picture of her mom on Facebook. And I was like, damn, bet. I want to talk to her. But I didn't know she had Facebook until I found my homeboy on under the page with a comment talking about he was talking to her or something like that. And she was like, my mom said, leave her alone. This is this. I said, oh, she got a Facebook. Okay, time for me to go do some digging. So I went and found the mom's page, added her, started talking to her. But I asked the girl who added me first. I said, oh, that's your mom? She said, yeah. I said, do you mind if I talk to her? And she said, cool, go ahead. So I said, fuck it. So my homeboy was already trying to talk to her, but of course, I'm a nice guy. He's an asshole, so the nice guy was. So then when I got back from Iraq, I met up with her. We talked a few times, and then she drove me back to Fort Hood to go clear out so I could go home. And then after that, we started talking. Then the way I got married was because my mom basically was, we were dating already for about 2 years. And then my mom was moving to California, so she was about to sell her house. And I was like, well, can we just move in the house? Because she got 5 kids. Can we move, or 6 kids? I was like, can we move the house? And, you know, whatever. My mom said, well, you're not going to be shacking up in the house. So that's how I got married. Other than that, I probably wouldn't have got married in the first place.
That just took a wild turn.
You're not about to die.
Please keep going. This is
your mom.
Okay, so why did you divorce?
Yeah.
Okay, so
too many damn kids. What the fuck you think?
No, it wasn't even the kids.
Okay, so, first of all, wait a minute.
They were dating for 2 years though.
No, hold on. So here
shut
goes.
Shut up and let him finish.
So I was when we started actually living and got married and all that stuff. What happened was, at first she was respectful, but then she started letting her kids do whatever. She kept getting dogs that her kids wouldn't take care of. They were shitting all over the house and shit. She was mad because she was the breadwinner, and she thought I was going to go active duty. And after I found out she wanted to go active duty because she wanted to be at home and do nothing, I was like, fuck active duty. I ain't never going to even try to look into that shit. So then she started letting her nieces come over, her nephews come over and stay. Her oldest son was in the house. He came back and stayed in the house. And he wasn't working, doing nothing, paying no bills.
My
bad.
That goddamn train, though? We can't step away from that window? That's a long-ass train.
Trust me.
I ignore it.
Here, JD. JD, yeah, before you get back train. Into it.
Fuck, they carrying.
I just want to say, you sound like an old
nigga. Wait a minute.
Dog, I tried to find the mute button, I swear.
No, I didn't have that.
Y'all should have warned me. It was no mute button.
I'm like, yo, this nigga sound like he 45. Oh. Okay, so JD, finish why you got divorced.
So then
the older son moved in.
So yeah,
the
older son moved in, not paying no bills or nothing, just living there for like the free. But she's paying his car note and shit. And then I'm like, there was a point where I needed her. I was like, hey, I don't know what my she wouldn't help me with my car note, but she wanted her daughter to always drop her off in my car at work in the morning or whatever.
Oh, and so, this is messy.
So I'm like, oh, so one day I'm laying on the couch and her daughter comes back in and says, hey, where are the keys at to the car? I said, the same place where the gas money is. She said, oh, where's that? I said, there ain't none.
What?
So then I told her where the keys were. Well, then I found out her daughter, while driving her mom to work, her daughter told her what I said. So I guess she texted me and was like, oh, I heard what you said, this, this, this. I said, how about you shut up and all your shit will be outside when you get back here.
Ooh! Ooh, with the flick of the wrist.
So, then I call my mom.
Sassy.
So I call my mom. Because mind you, this is my mom's house.
Yeah.
So I call my mom and I'm like, hey, I'm about to, what you call it, throw so-and-so stuff out. I said, because she acted crazy, this, this, this. Well, this motherfucker. So you know how you come in the house with a garage, like the door that you open to get in the house?
Yeah.
I thought I locked the garage down so she wouldn't even be able to open the garage. I guess I failed at that one. Two, I heard the garage go up. I was like, oh, shit, she's fucked. So then I'm like, let me just lock the door so she can't get into the actual house. This motherfucker broke the door down.
How big is she?
While I'm on the phone with my mom.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. How big is she?
Yeah, to tell me about it. So then I'm thinking she's about to hit me. So I like cross my arms so she, like, she wouldn't hit me on my head. Well, when she swung off balance. She hit my arms and fell backwards. Now, mind you, she's light skinned. And then my mom was like, just call the police. What a nigga should never do.
Amen.
So I call the police and I'm walking away from the house or whatever. And her daughter talking about I hit her. She's talking about I hit her. Of course, they call her mom and her son. So now her son coming over. The police see me. They say, hey, I walked into the house because I saw the police driving to the house. So I was like, okay, let me go over there. They said, hey, so why were you walking all the way up there? I said, so I can take myself away from the situation.
Like, the fuck?
What? So then,
isn't that what I'm supposed to do? Say,
so then they see my hand because I did punch a hole in the garage wall. And then, so I went and hit her for real. And then they were like, well, it looks like she has a bruise. We're going to take you outside. So then her son jumps out his grandmother's car, and he looking like he want to fight me. I was like, dude, this ain't the time. You don't want to do it right now. You do not want to do it right now. So then, whatever. I guess she said she don't want to press charges, but now that shit's like on my record if you do a background check now.
What?
But, yeah. So was after that all that, it was time for me to go. I got drunk all the fucking time. I was drunk all day, every day. Going to work, during lunch, or breaks, whatever. I was drinking like a motherfucker.
While you were married?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So I had to get out of that shit. And then my mom finally kicked her out the house. My mom was like, hey, you gotta go. Well, actually, she said both of y'all gotta go. And then when she packed up all her shit, she was supposed to pay the bills in the house, like the light bill and shit. She ain't pay that bitch. That bitch went off 2 days before she left. And once the lights went out, she made sure she was out there at night.
Mm-mm-mm.
And guess who was stuck there?
You said guess who was stuck there?
You?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, you.
Yep.
Looking like a goofy.
Yep.
Bruh. So after that, then my car broke down and all this other shit. So then that's when I moved to San Diego with my mom.
What did your mom say when you said I'm getting married?
She actually paid for the wedding.
Whoa, but, mom, what's going on?
But okay, the reason
she paid for the wedding. Continue.
The reason she did it was because she didn't want me to feel like basically that I would just quit talking to her because she didn't believe in my happiness, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that?
See, that's kind of awkward coming from a man knowing that your mother paid for it because not really because mamas be doing stuff like that. But I'm just surprised your mama paid for the wedding. Like, mamas don't be wanting their sons to get married, but she paid for the wedding.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you learn?
I don't think I learned anything because then I got a relationship right after that.
Please tell them who you got in a relationship with after that.
I would love to hear this.
Somebody who had four kids.
Okay, so we're going to talk about marriage and alimony. Okay, so.
Wow.
We will be here all night listening to JD and his
JD, I might have to call you. I gotta hear the rest. He needs his own like little special moment on the podcast, JD's stories. The fuck? What's going on?
I got so many.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a crazy. We have a guest. We jumped into JD's story.
I had her.
But we have a guest. So guest, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Bree. Boo. Pretty much it.
She sounds so scared.
Yeah, what did y'all do?
I'm just chilling. I'm just thinking, I'm sorry, his story was a lot. I'm just chilling. That was just a lot to take in. Because how do you go from 6 to 4, and why did you do that?
Right, why? Because JD has this complex where he has to save women children.
No, let her be real. What happens is actually these motherfuckers don't be telling me how many kids they got, right?
Why don't you ask?
Hey, why do I need to ask?
How do you end up being in a whole relationship? You're in a relationship, though. You could say, oh, cool, deuces. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Honestly.
I think Auntie's right, JD. JD
is really, like, he's genuine. Like, he's a really good dude. And these women with massive kids, they see that.
They leech onto him.
Right.
They see you from a distance.
JD knows how to say no, but he's so nice, it's like sugarcoating a no, which is like basically, bitch, just come on and bring your 13 kids. Like,
he got a snap before he really say no. He snap. Type
right. Thing. So, I mean, JD hands like he'll deal with it until he can't no more. And that's just human, you know? But like I told him, he don't need to mess with bitches with kids. You need to find you a bitch with no kids.
I mean, can we have a reasonable number at least? One? Like, why? Four?
I mean, yeah, one is good. Auntie, one.
Auntie's one a good mother.
Six to four.
Pushing it.
Six to four. It. I would never date a nigga with six.
Hey, at least it went down. It didn't go up.
But you didn't.
The I mean, like, after the six kids, it should have been one of them situations like.
I got a question.
I just killed the fuck out.
What happened?
How old was the oldest kid? For the four.
That damn train.
No, for the four.
To the four.
Oh, shit.
The next one. The next relationship. Yeah.
He's 18 now?
Oh, I mean, how old was he when you were with her?
Probably 17. Six. Well, we were together for three years, so...
So he was about 15.
16.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, that's not so bad. At least it wasn't close to your age.
No, not this time.
Neither was it. Well,
I do always have a saying, though. I do always have a saying. My saying is, if we beefing, I ain't gonna fight you. I'm just gonna fuck your mother.
Man, just call the cops on them bitches.
Nah, don't do that.
Just get in your car and drive away.
Just get in my car and drive away. Yeah. I'm just gonna fuck your mom. Don't worry about it. I just fuck the mom.
Cool. That's your best bet, because I ain't hit nobody and touch nobody. I'm not even here, officer. So what are you talking about? Boom.
Okay, so enough of JD stories because, you know, JD, we will be here all night. Like, we will be here all night. So we're going to actually try to get into the nitty gritty of marriage and how y'all feel about it. So, do y'all think marriage benefits the man or no?
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Sometimes, okay. It depends. I think that's Hell a really, no. That's a black, that's not black and white. So it depends.
Sometimes, okay.
Don't be dumb. That's not a black and white question. Some niggas really get married to bitches for their money. Like, come on now. And there's some people who, it ain't even about financial aspect. They spiritually need help. They need, women can help sometimes soften men. Like, it's okay. You human.
But the percentage is larger that it doesn't benefit men. Like, you have a very small percentage that it actually does benefit men. But overall...
Who's the fool they asked? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Who did they ask? Where did the poll come from?
Well, so this, I say it depends. I say it depends on.
Have you ever seen a woman who be waiting hand and foot?
Well, no. I say it depends because there's some women that I say if they actually care for their dude, that they're going to help them grow. So, and that's going to be beneficial because even if they get divorced because of some things. But maybe she helped him grow and mature a little bit more, or helped him financially, so he could be financially stable, or whatever the case may be. There's some benefits that do happen in marriages, which is beneficial for both sides, as long as the people actually care for each other and actually try to grow each other, and not just be there for their own selfish reasons.
I definitely agree, but there's also women, like, for instance, y'all don't want to hear that story, it'll be distracting, but basically my mom, and my stepdad, they've been married my whole life. Very dysfunctional, whatever. They love each other. My mom waited on him hand and foot. Everything he needed, like, she was the ultimate housewife. Like, took his shoes off, rubbed his feet type stuff. Like, there are women who do that because they don't want to be alone.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that also don't keep a man from coming home. He can get another bitch to rub his feet.
But some women don't think like that. They think, I'm going to put this on him. You know, I'm going to cook this food. I'm going to clean this
valid.
And I'm gonna put this, you know, do this, that. They think that. It's like, for real, it's him if he wants you. You can't control somebody else. But I'm saying, as far as benefiting men, there's women who will do anything. They put their men above their kids. So to me, I'm like, where do these results come from? Because there's
plenty of dudes. Results come from divorce.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's really so the men whole part of
more divorced than women.
Well, no, not only that, but if you're talking about beneficial though, and we're talking about divorce, of course, a lot of women they profit.
Yo,
from
true,
that.
They're gonna get the leg up. They're gonna get the money
for divorce. Some women get married so they can divorce.
Yeah, some women have babies so they can put them on the
table. Let me tell y'all something. I know somebody right now that's in a marriage with somebody, and she will be entitled to some of his funds once they be married for, I think, like 7 years and he retires. Women that walk into situations like that, look, I'm not mad. Get your hustle on. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's trifling.
Men do the same thing. You know what? Get your hustle on. But at the end of the day, y'all not genuine. It's a business contract that y'all are in. Like, you're only trying.
That's really what marriage is. It's even about love. It's about getting this money. It's about gaining assets, joining income, starting companies. Your credit is low. Well, mine a little higher. Oh, you got more cash? That we working together to get this. Y'all get caught up in this love thing. Not saying you need to love the person, of course. Love is a big extreme issue, but don't ignore common sense shit for quote-unquote love.
And that's the whole military thing. That's why they
have
the highest divorce rate, is because they get married as private, so they don't have to stay in the barracks, so they can get BAH. And then next thing you know, when they actually get older, you start getting rank, you start actually, that's why they mess around and cheat a lot too, because they never were genuine to the one that they were with. They're just with that person because of the fact of it was beneficial. And then after
and it doesn't work out. It gets messy.
Yeah, exactly. Because once they start growing up and they start meeting other people, and then they start like somebody else, then it's like, oh, damn, this is actually somebody I could care about. Well, time to leave that bitch. Or nigga. Either way.
Uh-oh.
No, nobody left. Everybody's gone. Yeah. Like y'all was saying, marriage is beneficial. It could be beneficial to the male when y'all are actually in love and it's genuine and y'all working together, not working against each other. Now, when it's not beneficial is when it comes time for divorce.
No.
And it's like the women is just entitled to everything. Like,
I've only met one woman, and it was very recently, like about 3 weeks ago, and she actually had a lawsuit that she could get where she could have got a couple million. And she decided not to do it because she's like, my husband would come after me for alimony because she has to pay his alimony. Mm-hmm. She's a radio personality. She makes every single time she makes money, he's like, where's my money?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her,
Are they married? Wait, they're married or divorced?
No, they're divorced, but she got stuck with paying him alimony.
So the more money he made, the more money he got to receive, because she made more money. Is it like for alimony? Because I never really looked deep into alimony. Like, is it a certain time frame she got to pay it, or like, is she going to pay it for 3 years, the rest of his life? You know,
I was getting confused about that too. Like, how long do you get your shit together?
Right.
Let's Google it.
Google University.
What's my favorite school?
Oh God!
What?
It's my favorite. I was thinking about that earlier because that's really messed up. That it's that like, I think she said she'd been divorced for a couple years or however long. It's been enough time that the lawsuit was like 3 years.
Okay,
ago.
So check this out. So in some cases, a spouse may be ordered to pay alimony until the recipient dies or remarries. Wait a minute. Okay, so for marriages that lasted less than 10 years, the judge may order that alimony be paid for a period equal to 1.5 of the length of the marriage.
Five years?
Right.
I think y'all married for five years.
Y'all married for 5 years. They get alimony for like 2.5.
I have no choice but to kill you. I have no choice. You left me no choice.
Like, y'all married more than 10
over
years.
That's
10. Why a lot of couples don't, like, a lot of couples that's been married like 10, 20 years, like,
they're
not going to get divorced because they got to pay them for the rest of their life, or if they, you know, remarry or die. So somebody going to die. Life insurance policy, somebody got to die. Because at this
point, it's getting real Caucasian here. Yeah, somebody
hey,
I'm
hiring me. Hiring me a hitman. ASAP.
No, I'm doing it. They mess it up.
But you know what? The thing with that is that's why like a lot of crimes happen like that, too.
Yep. Snap.
a lot of crimes happen like that too. But it's like, why get married if you're risking all of this stuff?
Because
like,
people marry for the wrong reason.
Okay, now continue.
Let's go into that dialogue. Yes,
like true. People marry literally like the conversation mm-hmm. we had. People marry for love, which is fine in a sense as far as that's cool to have, but when you marry somebody, it's a business. It's a contract. It's like you're actually saying that I'm legally binding myself to somebody and everything.
Yeah.
And get a witness.
A court.
You're able to sign.
And take a
oath. You're under contract.
Like, it's so many. Even have people have to take on other people's child support. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so many things that come along when you marry.
People jump into it too fast, too. For instance.
Bankruptcy.
Exactly. Their credit. You just got with a new, you got 480 credit score. You damn near kiss an 800. What are we doing?
That's a lie.
What are we doing? A lie? You said what?
They said you never take on the person's credit.
That's you true. If you guys are together, going to go apply for a house, that's going to affect you.
Their credit. Huh?
My bad. Finish what you're saying.
Unless you put them both names on it, They're not looking at your credit. It's only that one person's credit.
You gonna let one person take what if they get real honky dory and kick that ass out?
I mean that happens, but a lot of couples they do joint applications.
Exactly, joint bank accounts.
That's the problem right there. One credit score not good, they'll use both credit scores to do it. Like that's how my parents do it. Like
or
they
boost it up. Exactly.
Yeah, it boosts it up. But you know, they have good credit. My parents make sure that their shit is good, so they joint everything just to build their credit, which you know ain't nothing wrong with that. But that's what a lot of couples do. Like they'll have joint bank accounts as well, where you know they might have their own personal funds. And they got a joint bank account to where they put the funds in to pay the rent, bills, whatever, what have you.
But back to marriage, not being like people, like you said, not going in for the right reasons. It can't be all financial because at the end of the day, we're human beings and we naturally want to be with someone. You can sit up here and say, I love being single. Of course, you need to have your solitude in order to take the step of marriage because you most likely don't know who you are, but you hopping into some shit or you're panicking because you're broke. And you know you can marry this person. People get married for the wrong reasons. And it's beyond the finances. Sometimes
no, I mean,
don't get to know each other. Like, at all. You don't even notice.
It's sometimes people just don't want to be alone.
That's the big thing. That's why I say you can't ignore, like, quote unquote, love and ignore other shit. Like the women,
yeah, but
take care of men, put their kids.
You don't have to be married to not be alone, though.
Exactly.
No, it's about losing that person. I had somebody propose to me about losing me. I told somebody this story. They literally didn't even wait to get the ring because they knew that they were losing me. And they still lost me because, one, you proposed to me with a piece of paper. And, two, I'm not.
That's rude.
And, two.
I would have kicked his ass while he was on his knee.
God.
Wait, but don't be dense. It's a thought that counts.
No, it's a thought that counts, but it was just a fact. Come on, auntie. It was panic. That's the thing. It wasn't thought. It was panicked. It was rushed. It was it was thought that it was Saturday. It was Wednesday. He couldn't wait till Saturday.
Wait a minute. She said it wasn't Saturday. It was a Wednesday. Like,
no, he had it coming Saturday. He was able to get the ring on Saturday. He decided to propose with a piece of paper on Wednesday because he saw he was losing me. So he saw I was done. Like all how she said the catering, the bullshit, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped doing it. I was good. I was like, I'm good. And you that's know- when.
You be catering?
You know what just came in my head? You know why when you said men say they don't benefit off of marriage? Because they're absolutely fucking right. Because they marry not all men, but some men marry like this trophy bitch. Now, and then some women play wifey in the dating stage. So you ain't never getting married, bitch. Like, actually.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that.
So that's probably why. Y'all whole key living together, wifing up. You need some cookies. You know the shit my mom did.
You know what?
That's why they're supposed to stay on the date phase.
See, that's why. Okay, that makes
people don't believe in
dating.
They don't. They believe in talking.
Oh Lord Jesus,
my bad. What you saying?
We just talk.
You're right. Okay, so like you just sat here and said you got women that's playing wifey in a girlfriend stage, and that's probably why a lot of the marriages don't last because once she gets the ring,
she
like,
done.
Why do I have to do anything?
I'm done
because I done played wifey for 4 years.
I got you now, bitch.
Now I got you. Why do I gotta cook you dinner? Why do I have to cater to you? Why do I have to act like I care? I did all that. Now I got the ring. Now it's a binding contract.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do?
And I'm pregnant. I'm really
dead. Right. It just costed us $40,000 to get married. You think I'm about to pay almost probably $20,000 to divorce you?
That's one thing I have a big problem with. Motherfuckers paying so much money to get married.
That's not even the point. That's the crazy part.
I'm not spending a fucking dime. And I already told my girl that. I said, your father is spending that shit. spending
fucking money. But he's not wrong, though.
That's tradition, actually.
Fucking ring, and the most I'm spending on the ring is $5,000. That's it. I don't want no big fucking wedding. I don't give a fuck if your friends want to do whatever. Nah, we can go over. We can go overseas. First off, we can go to the fucking courthouse, pay for 28, then go overseas, have a little nice ceremony. Your father gonna pay for that. Then if we come back and you feel like you want a damn, what's it, the reunion and shit?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers can pay for their own plate. I'm not.
Nah, he's talking about reunion.
I'm not paying.
No, he not. Oh shit.
Bro, because like I had that conversation with my stepfather, and he was like, "Yo, motherfuckers be paying out the ass
for no reason, just to get a divorce
for people that don't give a fuck about
at them. All. They people want some free food.
People that's coming to get a free meal and to get drunk. That's all they paying for.
See, yeah, I always said that.
I'm not that popular, so I know if I ever got married, I would honestly want to take me and my nigga. The marriage and the honeymoon will be like month and one. We go down the courthouse, boom, we out. Fuck everybody. I want to spend time with him. I want to share him. I'm having a good time. And I'm coming back.
The average cost of a wedding is $35,000.
Never would do it.
It's my ass.
The average wedding is $35,000. And imagine spending $35,000 for a wedding, inviting all these people that, like you said, don't even care about you. Why am I feeding people that I don't like?
That's what I was saying. I was saying to my girl, I was like, you know what we could do? I said, I'll pay for like a little hall or whatever, but then motherfuckers got to pay their way to get in.
See, that's why I don't go to weddings, because people do that.
People like, have why am spending paying, money on the ass.
Sure. I got to pay to eat, and then I got to pay to get you a gift.
Then like, I got to get my job. You don't buy me.
You ain't got to give me no gift. Just pay to get in. Then that's money right back.
But you can't do that because your girl gonna want to do the whole wedding registry and all that.
She's gonna hear this right after this. Jamaica, if you listening, you're not doing that.
So, and then to make matters even worse, you're spending $35,000 on a wedding, and then you don't even have nowhere to put your goddamn gifts. Now that $35,000 could have went as a down payment.
Y'all
going
back
house.
To a fucking apartment.
Right, y'all probably not even going to an apartment. Y'all probably going to y'all mama basement, somebody mama basement, or your aunt's basement.
First the fuck of all, that ain't happening. Please tell me, God.
Right, so if you're gonna why spend all this money and y'all don't even have nowhere to really live, y'all barely getting by. Now you don't put your family in a financial burden because you wanted to get married, and now y'all in a financial situation, and now your marriage is crumbling in 6 months.
See, my whole thing is I got to be with somebody for a really fucking long time to figure out like. I think I'm a little shell-shocked because of marriage, because I've honestly seen very few successful, happy marriages. And when I do find out when they're happy, they went through some shit, like heavy shit. And it's like, wow,
but
y'all
going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things, but when you get married, it should be one of those situations to where it's 100% serious and you just not doing it.
And you shouldn't get a divorce unless it's like, I can't, for real, this is for me. Like, you trippy, you OD trippy, you violated type shit, but...
But the whole society basically like puts it on everybody like, you know, you're supposed to go to school, graduate high school, go to college, find your high school sweetheart, either college or high school, get married by 25, start having kids,
start popping the babies out, man.
That's why a lot of people be very successful by then. A lot of people is just getting married and not thinking
with a dog.
Okay, that's why a lot of people are getting married so quick, because society, the way society pushes it,
that pressure
on us, and then we see our parents on how our parents did it. So our parents, if they're married,
but they was married at like 15.
Okay, well, mine weren't. So, my mom was
no. When I say that, I'm saying like older generations.
Well, the baby boomers, maybe, maybe not the baby boomers, but maybe, probably the baby boomers' parents was married at 15, not the baby boomers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't know
mom,
who.
The reason I say that is because my mom graduated high school at 16.
Okay. What I got to do with her being married?
Usually, that's when motherfuckers was getting married.
Okay, but
he's saying she got married afterwards. Married.
When did she get married? How old was your mother when she got married?
She joined the military.
You know what, JD, shut up. Okay, like I was
talking about right now.
Right.
What are you doing? I'm trying to support your argument.
Somebody didn't join the military, though. Like saying, most people.
We talk about relevant, like older people, somebody you can relate to side by side.
Yeah, like the baby boomers,
your parents at best.
Married at 15, bro, because their parents was like on their ass talking about some. No, you got to go to school and you got to take care of all my kids. Like they wasn't getting married. They might have been popping out babies, but they wasn't getting married at 15.
Unless it's, we talking about 1936. Like the fuck, why are people getting married? It's not legal.
We talking about like 1931 getting married at 14. Bruh. All right, my grandma.
Like my grandma getting married at 14,
but not my parents.
Your mama that old?
Bro, my mom's 55, bro.
That's not old enough for that. Not at all.
You made that dumbass point not to make a point.
But you know what? Like, no shade. Like, I don't think JD mother. JD, is your mother Southern?
She's from Texas.
Hey.
And then you made a statement like that. You know what? Anyway, we
gonna continue.
We gonna continue. So
don't be angry.
Oh Lord. You gonna go cry in the car? The fuck?
Right. Okay. So how y'all feel about prenups? If you're going to get married, what's the point of a prenup?
That's a good question. Because you're basically forcing your divorce when you look at a prenup.
Well, it's two different ways you can do it, though.
True.
Because you could do prenups that are beneficial to both people that are just security. And there's nothing wrong with that because you talk about it. It's something that you do together. It's clause. You know, different clauses and shit that make it so if this person does things, they don't get certain things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take away from the other person.
Marriage.
I mean, not really.
Guidelines. No. It's like guidelines. It's like rules.
Yeah, it's like if you fuck up.
You don't get my money. If you stay you get my money.
It's not that.
That's literally how some of the clauses
I mean, I would. The fuck?
I mean.
You don't get my money, period. Prenup, it's all mine. What's up?
Wasn't that the same with Janet Jackson, though? With her? Like, did they have a prenup, and that's how she was like, she stayed with him for, what, 7 years or some shit, and then divorced him afterwards?
I know Jada got paid off that shit.
I don't think they had a prenup, though. Well, no, they did have a prenup, but their conditions of the prenup, basically, she wrote it out so it could benefit her. Like, she had to be married with him for a certain amount of time. But
she took
it. But you really can't gauge that situation because she went into that situation not for love. She went into that situation for business.
Like, to have a baby. She wanted a baby.
She wanted a baby.
That's going to be taken care of.
Exactly. That dude is like dumb. He's like wealthy. He's like
wealthy. She don't have to worry about nothing. So she walked into that situation not thinking about love. She walked into it like, okay, I need some longevity. I need me a baby for money. So I'm going to mess with this rap. And I'm going to do what I got to do.
This is going to sound real fucked up. She's Janet Jackson.
What the fuck does that mean?
You do that. You know what?
We really can't even gauge any type of situation with the celebrities, bro. That's not our tax bracket.
I'm just saying though. They still human beings.
But they all in a swirl of business though. The fuck?
But see, all that's of the
them.
Whole
everybody single one of them.
But the problem is everybody, when we talk about those celebrities, they're out of our tax bracket. The problem is the regular people have that fucking mindset.
They really do.
Oh, I
see that's true.
I'm gonna do the same thing,
bro. You can't do the same thing. You ain't even not even in the same tax bracket.
They in La La Land. They
like, oh, you on Twitter? I'm on Twitter too. I can do the same thing you do.
But anyway, back to
prenup. Yeah, I think that if you do get one, you know you're going into it as a business. You know, like how she did. She went into it with things she wanted, and she got what she wanted. He knew what he was signing up for.
Exactly. So you can't right be. The table.
So it's business, well, which is nothing wrong with all. That because that's life. Like, life works like that for some people. Some people will spend their lives looking for stuff. She got what she wanted. He got what he wanted. Because they both agreed to it. And that's why it's like, if it benefited him in a way, he got cute with Janet Jackson. I don't think it's a bad thing. But,
I mean, I guess, I don't know.
I mean,
she got a lot of money. I'm not saying it's right.
It's just it's their thing though that worked for them because they agreed to it.
What if it didn't work for him? What if he really was in love? So he was like, okay, Johnny.
You signed up for something stupid. That's your fault.
Right. Right. At the end of the day, he made sure he had a prenup though. Like, he made sure
and she made sure she got what she wanted.
Exactly. Right. So he protected his assets, too. She don't have his name or no shit. So, for real, what he gave her is like, okay, whatever.
Do you think she really wanted his name?
No. It was just the baby. And the baby would be taking... That's the thing.
It's the baby. She wanted the baby.
And at the end of the day, the baby is what's going to merge their money regardless. So, it doesn't matter.
That's what she really wanted was that damn baby.
Him taking that baby, regardless if it's hers, is his, too. So, that baby's going to merge their money sooner or later.
I don't know. All I know is that she sacrificed. She was living in hell to get what she wanted.
That's what people... business.
Listen, more power... Right, more power to you, but if I gotta live uncomfortable and be miserable just to talk about it, I mean, look.
Yeah, she said she went through a lot of shit dealing with him.
Yeah, but I mean, she got what she wanted.
And she got what she wanted. And that's the thing. That's what people sign up for, unfortunately. That's what you get into when you start getting into... Sometimes. When you start getting into business because it's no love.
That's shady business.
Yeah,
that's why you have to find a balance, though. And people don't ever find a balance. They just kind of go with the fact that they love a person or they get knocked up.
They don't know them, and they don't even know themselves half the time. So how the fuck can you know somebody else? And they hop into shit. Like I said, if I ever got married, because I don't know, it would be a long time we were dating. Like, I'd have to. And it wouldn't... I've been proposed to, and I'm like, eh. Even early, it's just like, I need to be with you for, like... I'm one of them women when people are like, if a guy doesn't marry you in 5 years, he doesn't want you. Well, shit, I'm a tenor. What's up?
Time takes years.
I mean, I got a cousin that been with his girlfriend since the 90s and have not married her. So, look. And he won't.
You got to know it's right when it's right.
Listen, no, but some people just aren't the marrying type either.
That's what I'm saying. If it's right, it's right.
At the end of the day, like, marriage ain't for everybody. No, because society.
That's the truth.
Just because society makes it seem like you're supposed to get married, you're not supposed to get married. Ain't nowhere saying that you're supposed to get married besides in the Bible. That's it.
Somebody go, you about to have your fucking shit blown up.
I don't care. That's Christian the only psycho. Place that tells you you're supposed to get married in the Bible.
People just ran right. with it.
You're supposed to get married. So then my question, hold on.
Then my question.
What?
Sometimes my question is, did somebody who wrote the Bible, were they like, hey, we could profit off of some of this shit that we put
oh,
in?
Oh, bitch.
Where are you? I know you did not just come up with that. You were just saying it for shock effect. I know you did.
What?
I know the fuck.
You think he's Kanye West? Wait a minute.
I'm about to go lay down.
Free thought, baby. Free thought.
They finna boycott this podcast episode.
I'm agreeing with him. I'm like, how the fuck could you... Have you not thought of that? No shit.
I'm just saying.
The Bible was word of the mouth until how long? Who printed it? Okay.
People love to go buy it, though.
Hey, I'm just saying, though.
Truthfully, Mary was a virgin and had a baby, but yeah, they talk about marriage in the Bible, so I'm not really sure what's going on, but, you know, everybody following the Bible saying you're supposed to get married and you ain't supposed to, you know, cheat and stuff like that, but, like, where else is that? Like, everybody's moral compass comes directly from the Bible, and it's just like, I mean, you like, Bible, because you're forcing something that shouldn't be forced. Like, you're forcing yourself into a marriage. You're throwing yourself onto these people. Like, oh, marry me, giving ultimatums and shit. Why the fuck are you threatening people to marry you? Bitch, a lot of men get pressured into marriage because a lot of men don't want to. I don't really feel like a lot of men want to marry because they feel like it's not beneficial. But then they get with a woman that's pressuring him and talking about some, oh, if you don't marry me, I'm going to leave you. And you got me pregnant. And I'm supposed to be married to you. And it's like, bitch, put the Bible down because you already fucked up. You already had a baby out of wedlock. So at this point in time, it don't matter.
That's people who are like conflicted and not even living right.
Right, but it's so, like
It's people who can follow the Bible and do it like by the, you're gonna still go through it. Like even if you are like a solid Christian, you know, you go to church, you pray. If you get married to another person, you're going to go through it because you can't control that person. Y'all gonna clash on things. You have to compromise. Marriage, we're human. That's why it's a 10-year for me, because I feel like when you get married, you shouldn't be getting a divorce. I think there's certain things within society, there's these parameters, and we just are going above and fucking beyond. Like, God damn, is it the fucking end of times? Because some people need to chill the fuck out. So I think marriage isn't for everybody. This is true, because some people just too fucked up, and they know they are. You know who you are. Fuck you. But then there's people that can work out. It's just don't stop thinking it's going to be easy. Stop thinking it's going to be some YouTube couple. Stop thinking it's going to be some movie scene. No, you're going to go through it. What the fuck
did that come up? Be real. YouTube couple. What the fuck?
Have you never seen them little happy ass? Like, I just see the little pictures and they just be fake laughing. Life is perfect. And I'm like, I know the fuck. And people are in the comments like, oh my God, I'll die.
Oh my God, I'll die.
Basically, that's a shot. That shot's fired towards your YouTube couples out there. That's a fuck y'all.
Basically.
Hey, I don't blame
them. They doing it for money.
Hey, huh? You know what? I can't say nothing. If you make it.
No wrong with that.
Get your cash,
I don't know. If I marry somebody.
Yeah, I ain't knocking a YouTube hustle. I want to. Shit, what's up? But I'm saying, like, as far as people idolizing that. No, they faking. They're, like, acting right now. Why are you being stupid? YouTube couples, like, not fuck YouTube couples. Y'all hustling. I'm trying to find, like, a little lesbian James. Not for real. She not gay either. No, she not gay either. But I feel like a spicy twist to the YouTube couple shit. But we not really fucking. We faking. I'm not kissing her.
But yeah, I don't know. If I ever get married, it'll be on business purposes. I'm sorry. Like, you know, love is okay. Love is cool. But at the end of the day, like, I need longevity. I don't give a fuck. The way the world is looking and shit like that.
I'm a sap. I gotta have the love in there. I can't just marry. I can get money myself.
I mean, yeah, I can get money myself, but if it boiled down to it, like, it would just be on business. It would just be to grow and to prosper and to do what I gotta do. It wouldn't, like,
wouldn't be focused on love, but love could be right. There.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be there. It could be, you know, there. Like, when we have sex.
Love is what would have sparked it. Like, we had just a business meeting. You know, like, we're gonna get married.
No, what if they like friends on some real shit? What if they like friends?
We'll be like friends and homies.
That's definitely agreement. That's not even. Y'all might not even be fucking.
No, we would have sex.
No, I mean, some people will,
but have. We would be like homies, but we're, you know, I'm building you, you building me. You know, we're putting our money together, doing what we got to do, and, you know, longevity. I'm not giving you no kids, but, you know, longevity. But
they're not.
Don't you dare.
Not,
gonna have don't to go you find even look at me.
Have a kid with, and gonna
who? See, no, I didn't mean it like that. It's actually people in this world that if they're successful, they just, if they have a good friend, they'll get with them and just say fuck it, because they might be really awkward. There's some people out here that's just not meant to be married, and they're not meant to be like in love, so they'll get the business partnership type thing.
Ain't that Oprah right now?
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah, you know what? Oprah, like, man. If I had Oprah money, I would be Oprah. I wouldn't marry. I would have a forever boyfriend.
I wouldn't marry either. Why? For what? You know what? Look at marriage like this, for male and
Oprah
female.
Got two relationships at the same damn time. That's how I feel.
You talking about who? Are you talking about
Oprah? She got what's dude name?
Stedman.
Stedman. You've been with Stedman for like 80 years.
Gail.
Listen, if I
Gail. Yeah, I think Oprah fucking Gail too.
You fucking both the motherfucking thing.
Oprah, she got so much money she can live her life.
As like, fuck you, I got money, bitch.
She said, forget monogamy.
I mean, she living. Y'all Twitter gonna be fucked up.
Who Twitter gonna be fucked up?
Yours.
Yeah, we always be talking about marriage. If they really get triggered off this episode, I gotta really figure out if they really be looking at my tweets or what, because marriage comes up on the timeline.
It ain't your followers. It's random people who seen a retweet, who seen the other retweet.
And they will be okay. You know what? Like, this is my opinion. If you don't agree with it, go get married and have fun.
And then, and then hit us up and let us know how it go in about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, that, period.
Yeah. And then check back in and follow.
Good night.
Yeah, that marriage thing, I feel like I'm not the person for marriage, for real. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. I am not a cheater. I've never cheated on any man I've been in a relationship with.
I don't do. If I'm in a relationship,
I can't do
If
that.
I'm in a relationship, I'm committed as fuck. even after I get to a point, well, unless you cheat on me. You cheat on me, this shit. It's fair game.
You cheat on me, I'm done. But, ain't no going back and forth. I don't want your juices.
But, well, I was married, so, I mean, shit. It was fair game. Fuck it. But, when I was in a relationship, even though it started ending, like, we knew it was ending, I still was faithful all the way through. Flirt? Yeah, I flirt. But I'm not fucking nobody. I ain't touching nobody. I ain't fucking nobody. I ain't doing none of that shit.
I mean, flirting is just natural. Like, you be flirting and don't even realize you flirting. And then
don't even realize it.
It just be like, oh, well.
Shit. And then it's just like, but it's flirting, like, you ain't touching shit.
Flirting, and then you end up in somebody's bed, then I don't know. I can't get you.
That ain't flirting. Right. That ain't flirting. That's fucking.
Right. So.
That's flirting.
But me personally, I don't think I ever want to get married. I like my time a lot. I don't like the compromise. I do compromise when I'm in a relationship because I'll be really in love and shit. And my love is kind of stupid. What's so, like, JD, I can relate. Minus the kids. Minus the fucking kids. And, I just need to be alone. I'm too, like, good of a person on the low. Like, people just fucked up. All right, that was a little bitter. I'm sorry. That came out.
Okay.
Right.
You need to talk about it? Do you need therapy? I mean, we got you.
People are just shiesty. That's just it. It's like you have no moral compass. What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you?
Nobody has moral compass nowadays, man.
Nobody. It's like, and then when they find somebody good, like your instance, JD, so they, it's like they leech people like that. Instead of like being like, oh, let me grow with this person. Let me build. This is a blessing in my life. I'm fucked up. Okay.
Oh, no. I forgot to tell y'all that part of the story. So when I got with, right? So when I got with her, right, I thought I was saving somebody. I did try to save this one. So I thought I was saving her, right, because when I was in her house, right, she lived in the hood in Oak Cliff. And I was like, you know what? She needs to be saved. I can show her a better life. She seems like she's never seen a good life before, right? Because in her apartment, now this is the only time I've ever done this. I'm never doing this again. I was with her, and she, in the house, there were roaches, right? And I was like, oh, damn, fuck, god damn it, what the fuck am I into, right? But I was trying to prove a point to my mom that I wasn't going to live with her. So, anyway, so I was like, all right. Then we moved from there, and she I should have known when I was always the one cleaning up that there was something wrong.
So you're a bitch in a relationship. Big but
especially me, because I'm lazy as fuck. So when I don't know I'm gonna clean it, I'm like, okay, what the fuck? so then after that, I was like, hey, you know, that's what I asked my mom for the house. I was like, you know, I'm gonna show her there's a different neighborhood. Her kids can go to a better school and all this shit, right? Bruh, when I took over there for the first week, it was all good. Okay, for the first month, it was all good. After that shit, all them habits came back. I was like, I ain't never saving nobody ever again like a motherfucker. Fuck that shit. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that shit.
I don't want
to
be saved.
But I was trying to, I say that to say I was trying to save somebody before. And I'm not doing that shit no more. I thought marriage was, I was trying to grow her, basically is what I'm saying. I was trying to grow her, but she ain't want to grow. She.
Investing in people is a bad investment, unless it's children. You invest the fuck out of your kids. People, grown ass motherfuckers. Nope.
I was trying. I thought she was old. I mean, she was 30-something years old. I was like, oh, she old.
That's
she
the biggest red 14. Flag, bitch. Why don't you have it together now? You're supposed to be showing me shit. I'm supposed to be learning from you. Just saying. What's going on here?
Yeah. Anyway,
I can't believe your mom signed off on that. Like, basically, that's it though. Right, just what you said. That's it. I don't know if that's ain't living right. I don't feel like I'm doing shit with nobody. Oh, I do. I do have to have a wedlock. But other than that, yeah, I'm going to chill. They the main reason I don't want to be in a relationship is them. I don't want to have to introduce no. Nah, I don't want to take time away from them to spend with a dude to get to know them. I'm just, nope. That usually causes a rift between, like, kids. If a nigga gets, nah. Uh-uh. Is that Cheetos? Are you sweeping?
Yes, I mean, I know I'm sweeping. That I cleaned this shit. That she wasn't clean, but
he's sweeping.
Y'all start sweeping this shit.
All right, let me act like I'm from the 1990s and a bad bitch will take out all speaker.
Oh, and that's funny. He had it on speaker. Take out all speaker.
Say it again.
Oh, I didn't even know you could. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I thought I was like, I don't know. I'm on the app, so I don't know what y'all interface looks like on y'all end.
I mean, I have headphones on, so.
Okay, anyway, are we getting married? Are we getting wedding invitations, anybody? Or do I have to go to a courthouse? What?
I do like going to weddings. What's up?
I never went to a wedding.
I went to one.
It's so fun.
I went to one and almost got in a fight with the groom.
I don't know.
I don't want to hear no more.
I don't know about that. That didn't happen to me.
I'm in the wedding.
I'm just saying.
I'm in the wedding coming up. And I'm telling you, that shit is annoying.
I didn't say in the wedding. I said a guest. I don't want to be in nobody's wedding. It is.
No. Listen, I need to go to a wedding with an open bar.
You were part of the
exactly. Like, that's why I was in a wedding before.
Like, it's lit, but it's the annoying part is like it's not like it's not the woman that's doing it. It's my cousin, and he's acting like the woman in the situation. Like everything has to be perfect, and I'm just like.
Is it his first marriage?
Yeah, it's his first marriage. Yeah, they've been best friends for like forever, and they finally decided to, you know, start dating, I guess, a couple years ago, and they've been in love ever since. So he wants everything perfect, and fuck the best friend for not being up to him.
Their marriage sound like it'll last.
Their marriage is going to last because they compromised and sacrificed a lot to be with each other. So,
see, that's beautiful. That's when you get married. That's it.
So, and he's a year older than me. So, I'm like, bro, you know me, I ain't getting married till I'm like 28. You know, I got four more years to go with him. You know.
When do you plan on getting married to your girlfriend?
Ooh, after she pop a baby out, but she talking about her, she ain't trying to pop a baby out.
She said what? Ooh.
I said after she pop a baby out, but she ain't trying to pop a baby out.
So are y'all gonna get married? Cause you gotta have a baby. Wait, you want her to have a baby before y'all get married?
Yeah, cause I want my child to witness.
Wow.
Wait, so you want to invite your child to your wedding?
No, I want my child to be in the wedding. See it.
Like what?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. Like you said, witness. Like, do you want your baby to be at the wedding? Like,
no, I want her to like at least like she's up age and she sees everything as it is.
So you basically are inviting the baby.
You're having the baby to invite.
How she gonna be invited? She gonna be in it. She gonna be a flower.
Because you having the baby to be in the wedding. You won't marry until you get the girl knocked up.
Okay, so basically what he's saying is he wants his child to be like to be in the wedding. That they can start understanding, you know, the concept of mommy and daddy, but they're not married, but seeing the relationship. So you're basically going to marry your girl in like 10 years.
Why don't you just renew your vows?
Man, I'll give it like 6.
That is true. That is true.
You can just renew your vows.
Since y'all not going to be doing a real wedding, you said.
I mean, you can just go down to the courthouse and get it legalized.
I'm not paying for other people to come.
No, I'm saying
he's like, very serious about that.
Like, if you want to show that image to your child, why not get married, knock her up, and then in 10 years show her what it is to really marry somebody and love somebody.
Renew your vows.
That's real. No, you renew vows. That's some real shit. That shows that you really committed. Like, if you want to do that, because you can do the things you couldn't do before.
I guess, because Beyonce got married, and then she had to renew her vows because, you know, Jay cheated and shit. So
you can do it for that reason, but some people do it people do it because they couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford a honeymoon. They couldn't afford the ring they wanted. They couldn't afford the dress.
I think renewing your vows is a cop-out. Personally, honestly, because people renew their vows when they done been through mad shit. Like, somebody cheated, I mean, and they trying to show that they really love them.
They
like,
can do that, but I mean, I was telling him that if he wanted to show his daughter without having to knock her up and wait 10 years to marry the girl.
What the fuck? I'm going to get up there and say renew my vows. I'm like, you know, we've been through mad shit.
You know, it's been 10 years.
I'm happy, like, what?
I'm happy he know what he gonna think in 10 years and what you've been through and what y'all accomplished together, married.
with y'all time
it comes with family. It comes with growth and maturity. So
yeah, it's a thing that right now you might not understand the concept.
Right, but
and especially if you make it 10 years, it's amazing.
Exactly.
I think one of your vows is dope too. Yeah.
Like, look around the people who've like, been for 10 years.
When somebody celebrates each other. Months, like,
how long you and her been together?
Basically, we've been basically together over a year.
Oh. Oh,
so, like,
over
like my
mom. Yeah, you didn't mind. You still.
In the relationship.
Still got
nah, but I kind of feel like y'all relationship is kind of solid, like no gas. Like I really feel like it's solid, but you know y'all got time.
Yeah,
I
y'all
mean,
got
just,
time.
Just knock up.
I'm trying to. Oh. She talking about something. She want to go back to school now, girl.
Online?
Damn. Hey, I'm trying to educate myself. No, you gonna get this baby. You get this baby, get the education too.
Like, I'm like, chill, beloved. Like, come on, chill. Like, let's
so can I ask a question real
yes.
quick?
Yes.
Why is child support okay?
Okay, we're not see, you know what? You always do this shit. You always bring up topics we got an episode for, and I'm tired of it.
My bad.
I'm sick of it.
I honestly didn't know that. I can't help. I predict.
I send y'all the updates. I send y'all the topics.
I got the. Oh shit.
Yeah, no, look at you.
We just heard from that.
We got the child support situation going on the 11th of July, I believe.
Damn, I am all that.
Damn it, yeah, man. I don't know about all that.
What?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, y'all got it.
I got it.
I wish y'all can see my face right now because I'm
on Twitter.
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven.
I didn't send it on Twitter. Legal. I sent it to y'all text messages. I sent cousin his on Twitter.
Okay,
I have T-Mobile.
Yeah, she sent mine on Twitter.
Right. Hey, so if he got it, y'all got it. So don't get up there and act like you don't know.
I ain't get shit.
Get with the program because y'all fucking up.
She sent it Saturday, actually.
Damn, well, we need to, that makes me want to talk about it, so I'm going to just be quiet.
Yes, we're going to have a conversation about this. Frankie's going to come back. Frankie Waffle's going to come back and discuss it.
Hey.
He's got like 8 kids.
I'll be with y'all in the spirit.
No, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, JD, I think you're going to be going, right?
Yeah, I'll be with y'all in the spirit. I guess I actually got to listen to these episodes, huh?
I mean, it's okay because you don't pay child support, but you can definitely listen to it while you're in the field.
You're right.
So, but yeah, we got the episode next in like 2 weeks. Damn, it's already.
I mean,
he did
pay child support though. He supported 10 kids. 10.
He ain't take care of them kids.
He supported some kids. He didn't pay child support, but he for sure supported some kids.
He didn't take care of
the
kids. Every time he see the kids, like these fucking kids in my house.
The first six, I supported more than six on that first one because she was bringing her nieces and nephews up in the goddamn house.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he was supporting the whole damn village
and all of them
for her not to pay anything.
Bruh. That's wild. Yeah, I can't wait to hear the child support though.
Yeah,
the child support topic is gonna be kind of interesting. So, cousin's gonna be the co-host because. You know, JD's leaving and shit, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And right. For all you baby mamas, I'm coming for you. Get off my chest.
This nigga here. But, yeah, so other than that.
Excluding chat, Typo Queen and Auntie.
What happened?
I said excluding y'all, because y'all good peoples.
Well, see, when it doesn't apply, you let it fly, so we ain't take no offense.
Hey,
wait, no offense to what he said.
He said, I'm coming for all you baby mamas out there. I said, if it don't apply, let it fly. Like, yeah,
I mean, I ain't nobody baby mama. We're going to keep it a buck.
Yeah, he got a whole baby.
You better preach, girl.
I mean, yeah, I got a baby. That don't mean that I'm somebody baby mama either.
What are you defined as?
The mother. I'm a mother of a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a baby mama.
I ain't a baby mama. But we're going to get into that topic on the 11th. Right.
I'm an ass, bro.
Baby mama is like so degrading. Like that just makes it just seems like you're just a horrible.
You sound just like
that. Wait, hold on.
I'm taking that personal.
I got one.
I don't take it personal.
What? Imagine this. I was working at a staffing agency, right? And this dude came in. I was about to give him a job. And he filled out the application. We had the job ready to go. I look at the application to review it before sending it to the employer.
and I see that his emergency contact is what?
His baby mama.
It didn't say baby mother. It said baby mama.
I had somebody do that with a form that they were supposed to send for emergency contact at work. And mind you, for the military, right, you got to think it's fucking professional as fuck, right? Like, why would you put baby daddy on there?
Oh, I made him redo it.
Everything,
people
bro,
really just be
ass.
That bitter and that
that's
hurt.
Stupid,
like,
though. That's fucking idiot.
Like,
that's moronic.
It is.
But not only that,
it's just look.
No, my fault. I'm sorry. Yeah, she put baby daddy, but the bad thing was, right, she was like, I was like, why do you have baby daddy, but you're talking to somebody else? So, like, she had baby daddy on there for one, and then, like, for secondary, it was boyfriend or some shit.
Are you slow? Like,
why would you put boyfriend? Confused. Why are you getting
okay,
so specific?
When y'all call, y'all gonna be like, can I speak to baby daddy?
Can I speak to baby mama?
Is baby last name daddy? Like, what the fuck is that? That's stupid.
Why I said, like, the term baby mama is just, like, it don't have no type of positive.
In the real world, meaning. It shouldn't leave your mouth when somebody say, oh, who is this? No. Oh, that's my baby mama. Like,
yeah,
like that's
y'all are right
especially
right
when
now,
you
bro.
Especially when you're talking in front of your kids.
Nah, you don't have to
hear you refrain. People do that. They'd be like, oh, that's my baby mama, and they'd be like, why are you in front of your kids?
We're gonna use her that's so and so's mother.
That's why I just said that. Like you said, oh, you the second woman that said baby mama don't sound good.
No, not introducing. I'm talking about amongst like friends and shit. Not nobody introduced me as a baby.
Nah,
mama.
I just
I'm not gonna
like
lie though. Like my children's fathers, I don't know if I'm fucked up or if there's a later episode, but I don't let them in their lives. Like not because I'm
okay, we're gonna talk about this
shit.
Next week. We're gonna talk about this in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
When next week?
Yeah, wait till JD comes back.
Huh?
Is he gonna be back? Or when do you come back?
No.
I'm gonna
say
JD's
not
gonna
be back
until 11.
No, I leave the sixth.
So
I leave Friday, next Friday. Next Friday.
Oh, so y'all wanna just do it next week?
Yeah, we can.
You remember what I told you about holidays, right?
I was saying we got to do it before the holiday. I don't know what the fuck.
We would literally have to do it on Monday.
I was stressed out for no reason.
Because the 4th is on Wednesday, and that's going to throw everybody off for the rest of the week. So y'all want to talk about, you know, child support, baby mamas and shit on Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
Who said that? It sounds like he in the bathroom. You taking a shit?
No, I'm kidding.
He's still cleaning up.
Oh, that's why he was like semi-quiet and shit. He was cleaning up. Oh, okay.
He got it on speaker.
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday at.
I told you I'm having a listen party.
Oh, they there?
Nah,
what's going on?
He prepping the house for him.
Oh, okay.
Look at him,
so,
good hostess.
Monday at.
Monday at 9 or Tuesday at 8? I think it'll have to be 9 for me on Monday because I got to turn in this USR in this building. They ain't got no goddamn signal and I don't know when I'm leaving.
Okay, so Monday at 9. We're back. Yeah. Okay, let me let Frankie know. Okay, so other than that, like, it was a good chat. I got to go do my homework now.
Alright.
I thought she was cleaning up.
Oh, she did fast. But y'all have a good night. Good chat.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yo.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.